Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So we're going to, we think about this, and we're glad we're, you know, this is so a God thing.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't our idea. This was God's idea. Mm. But guess what? You were God's idea in this community that we have, that we're working together, walking together, encouraging, inspiring everyone. You know, it's exciting. You know, with VFNKB, it's amazing.
It's amazing. It's a gift.
Yeah.
And if we don't value the gift, we won't have it. So.
Right.
I'm so glad that we have this opportunity and for you to connect with us. Don't forget, go to VFNKB.com, join the tribe, and let's stay connected.
Stay connected. Listen, your success is our success. When we succeed together, the nations succeed. And God said, I'll give you the nations as your inheritance. Mm. Listen, it's so important to be able to set vision over your family, over your ministry, over your business, over your nation. Well, that's what a president does. When you elect the majority of people in America, vote a particular president in, you want them to set vision. And it's so important. So many people just call it a speech. As a matter of fact, we think about this. You know, in Habakkuk 2-3, you can see this particular scripture right here. It says specifically, you know, write down the revelation, the vision, and make it plain on tablets so that a herald, somebody can literally run with that vision.
Mm.
For the revelation of the vision waits for an appointed time. It speaks of the end, and it will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come to pass, and it will not delay.
Mm.
That is so important. When you have a president setting vision over the nation, you got to lock into it. Some people just call it just a speech.
Yeah.
It's a vision. This is our leader setting a vision. And also, you think about this particular scripture right here. I believe it's in the Proverbs. It says, where there's no vision, the people will perish. And also says in the NIV, cast off restraints.
Mm.
Well, in the previous administration, there didn't seem to be a vision. Where are we going? Leading from behind. What's happening? Well, and look what happened. We cast off restraints. People were going all over the place. So when we're going to hear this clipped up right to the point, you know, understand it's setting vision for what God's what the nation is going in the direction.
And what's the name of this speech?
It's State of the Union. And there's also one more verse I want to share with you before we go there, so you understand this particular verse. What's taking place? It's where Jesus is talking to Matthew chapter 11. He says, Jesus clearly says, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their hearts, but believes what they say, it will happen. It'll be done for them.
Mm.
And it's so important not to buy into the naysayers. Understand, is that a clear vision? Is it being cast out? And the Lord specifically told me who was going to be president. He told me in the October before the election, but he also said, pay attention because this is how we're supposed to be doing,
setting vision
and walking clearly in it. And so this is not just a speech. This is the state of America, the state of the union, and the vision for where we're going. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at it now. President Donald Trump at the State of the Union.
So let's begin tonight by recognizing that the state of our union is strong. Since the election, we have created 2.4 million new jobs. Small business confidence is at an all-time high. The stock market has smashed one record after another. In April, this will be the last time you will ever file under the old and very broken system, and millions of Americans will have more take-home pay starting next month. We repealed the core of the disastrous Obamacare. The individual mandate is now gone. Houston's reverence for those who have served our nation reminds us of why we salute our flag, why we put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance, and why we proudly stand for the national anthem. The era of economic surrender is totally over. From now on, we expect trading relationships to be fair and, very importantly, reciprocal. Tonight, I'm calling on Congress to produce a bill that generates at least $1.5 trillion for the new infrastructure investment that our country so desperately needs. Tonight, I am calling on Congress to finally close the deadly loopholes that have allowed MS-13 and other criminal gangs to break into our country. We have proposed new legislation that will fix our immigration laws and support our ICE and Border Patrol agents. I am extending an open hand to work with members of both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to protect our citizens of every background, color, religion, and creed, and the sacred duty of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities, and their right to the American dream, because Americans are dreamers too. We know that weakness is the surest path to conflict, and unmatched power is the surest means to our true and great defense. For this reason, I am asking Congress to end the dangerous defense sequester and fully fund our great military. We must modernize and rebuild our nuclear arsenal, hopefully never having to use it, but making it so strong and so powerful that it will deter any acts of aggression. We just signed, prior to walking in, an order directing Secretary Mattis to re-examine our military detention policy and to keep open the detention facilities in Guantanamo Bay. We need only look at the depraved character of the North Korean regime to understand the nature of the nuclear threat it could pose to America and to our allies. Tonight, we pledge to honor Otto's memory with total American resolve. But we should never, ever forget. The people dreamed this country. The people built this country. And it's the people who are making America great again.
Americans are dreamers too. It's all about the American dream. We've always talked about that. So much of our vocabulary was taken by the adversary.
Hijacked.
You know, all these different words, but even the dream, like, you got a dream, and Joseph had a dream. Everybody
That's
had a dream.
Right.
It's like everybody has a dream, and we got to remember the American dream. So vision's being set for the nation. It's very exciting. I think about Otto's parents. You know, that remember he was a student that was over in North Korea, and they arrested him and they abused him, and
he tortured him,
and he came back and died like 48 hours later in his parents' arms. It was just very tragic. Well, his parents are going to be sitting with Vice President Pence at the Olympics in South Korea, which is like in probably Seoul, South Korea, which is like 20 miles away from where they killed his son, and it was very tragic. But this is a victory. This is a stance saying, listen. And we prophetically shared with you that, you know, God's going to take down the bamboo curtain. He's going to he's going to deal with Kim Jong-un, and he's going to free that place up. It's exciting to hear about that. You can find out more about it at VFNKB.com on the torch. But I'm going to ask this question of you before we go to a break, because we've got some great stuff coming up after this break. How do you feel about the speech? Now, understanding Habakkuk 2:3, that we've got to set a vision. You've got to make it clear that the country would be without restraint if we didn't have a vision that where we're going, and that you have to speak it out. It's time for us to speak out what our president said and just speak it out. This is where we're going. This is what we're going to do. And Jesus says mountains move when you do that. I mean, all boats rise. I mean, you got to have a boat. But if you got a job, I mean, your boat rises when the tide comes up.
That's right.
And so it's $7 trillion of wealth was created in the stock market alone. Millions of jobs are being added, and we're just getting started. There's a lot to be undone and done. And we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about the State of the Union vision from President Trump that he's setting over our nation?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.